Tim Stumper. How can I help you?
Hi, Angie. It's Tom. How are you?
Hey, Tom. Good. How are you doing?
Great, thanks.
Good, good. I had, or Audrey had me all laughing in here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had a note that said to call you, but don't ask for weather advice. I don't know what that means.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I was just telling her, and I said, "Well," because she says that Wednesday over there, lucky Wednesday, it's okay. And I'm like, "Well, we got a nature Wednesday over here, lots of rain."
Oh, gosh.
And she's like, "I will thank you for the," what she said, I forgot. She says, "Because I will have that weather in 5 days over here."
Yeah,
thanks a
we'll
lot,
probably
pretty much.
right. We'll see it come our way in a few days.
I know, that's what she said. I'm like, oh my God, that is so funny. No, it's a very I was telling her there are warnings about flooding over here started last night, and it's supposed to go, I don't know, I mean, like, I think over 4 inches or something. And then flooding too, in certain areas though, So anyway, I'm like, okay, I gotta pack. Me and my husband pack, so just in case if anything, the road is messy or something. But
Oh,
it's pretty
okay. So
bad right
you
now.
may
Yeah.
have to evacuate.
I don't know, but we packed it to stay down here for a couple of days just in case if we don't make it up there, the
Right,
mountain. And
right,
yeah, 'cause it can get floody up there, not in the houses, but the yard, and it can be pretty messy. But who knows? A lot of times the news, they kind of exaggerate, and it's good in a way so people can, prepare,
Right.
Yeah,
Yep.
that's what I'm telling Andrea. I said, "Well, you're welcome for giving you a heads up what's on your way." Oh my gosh, he was just laughing. Ay, ay, ay. But anyway, so Tom, the stone, it did fit.
Okay, great.
So you
Good.
can, yeah, it did fit. Michelle saw it too. He mounted it, so it's good. So you can bill us. And also, Tom, do you have a lab grown? I'm looking for a lab grown princess cut, 5.5 by 5.5, or whatever 1 carat is. I think it's 5.5, right?
Lab-grown princess cut. Yep, about 5.5, 1 carat.
Do you have that size or no?
Let me take a look here.
It might be too small for you guys.
I can check my New York office, Angie, and see if I have anything like
Okay.
that. Is there a particular, just like high color, high clarity, like they usually are, would work for
Yeah,
you?
love. Yeah, this one was, this radiant that you sent was really pretty. It is very pretty. It was what, FBS? It's a very pretty stone. So yeah, somewhere in the FGVS and see what they have. But again, this one is princess, 5.5 by 5.5. That's
Five and
the
a
size
half
for
inch.
1 carat, Tom, right?
That'll be about a 1 carat.
About a 1 carat, yeah. So, something like that. Or if it's a 6 millimeter, and see how much it is too. Maybe a 6 by 6.
Okay.
If there is not available, the 5.5, maybe try for 6 by 6.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let me check and
Yeah.
see what I have available, and I can give you a call back on that.
Yes. Yeah. You can let me know, and then bill us on the other one, on the other
Okay.
stone.
You know what? Actually, I'm doing a little bit of digging,
Oh.
and I do have one here for you. So I have a 130 princess, lab princess.
So it's a 130 carat.
1.30. Yep. This is F color VS1.
FBS1.
The diamond measures 5.99 by 5.88 millimeters.
5.99 0.88. Okay, so this would be more more in the 6 millimeter setting.
Right. Right.
I'm thinking for the setting. So it'd be in, you can fit on a setting 6x6, huh?
Right. Yep. This should be perfect for that. This is $260 for the diamond.
$260. Oh my gosh, they're so cheap. And this is certified, right?
This is IGI certified. Yep, just like the other one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So this would be, he's coming, well, he was going to bring the girlfriend today, but again, with this storm that we got, I don't know. I got a couple of customers already calling me that they're not going to make it in for picking up some stuff that they have here. So until this passes, you know, so who knows, but I will, he's supposed to come in today. But if you have anything, Tom or New York office, the 5.5x5.5, if he wants to stay with the 1 carat.
Sure, I'll check on that side
you
for
can,
you as well.
Yeah, if you can check, if not, I mean, I can offer this one too. If they do come in, because, you know, like I said, at this point, I don't know, but I want to have everything ready anyway, prices and what's available.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check on the 5.5, and I'll give you a call back with the information on that.
Yes. Sounds good. All right. Well, thank you, Tom. Thank you for sending the other one, too, and being so fast, too, on that one.
Oh, you're welcome, Angie. I'm glad it worked out.
Yes, it did. Thank you. Okay, well, then I'll talk to you later, and hopefully everything is good over there.
Yes. Keep your rain.
Yeah. No, my husband was so this morning. Oh, I can't wait for April. And I said, April? Why? He said, the weather. And I'm like, don't complain. This is nature. This is winter. I said, you can't. It's just a part of the year that we have to. Plus, we need the water. So stop complaining. So Tom is, keep your water. No, you're gonna need the water too.
That's true, right? You need all sorts of different weather for
exactly for our own good. You know, our own good, and that's how I tell him. No complaints. I said it is rough this weather, but also in summer. How many people dehydrate from the heat?
Right, exactly. You get weather that's too warm. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So really, we're going to be like, oh, no, we need the water. And we need the water. Oh, we need the sun.
You can never have it perfect, right?
I know. No, we just have to adjust to what we have in front of us, you know, especially nature, you know?
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely correct. Yep.
Welcome the water that goes on your way, okay? Oh, my God, Tom. Okay, well, it sounds good. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay. Thanks. Have a great afternoon.
All right. You too, Tom. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.